Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Ken and Curtis, live from MGM Springfield for Red Sox Winter Weekend on WEEI.
All right, at Winter Weekend in Springfield, Mass., it is the Ken and Curtis Show. Ken Laird, along with my good friend,
Chris Curtis.
Chris Curtis, who asked all the hard balls in that one. Good job by you.
I thought it was best we could do in that setting. I think the fact that Sale, I mean, not like he's never looked injured, actually, when you've looked at him. He totally disappeared after the fall. I think the job of Cora is to sell the team to themselves first and then to the fans, and they seem in good spirits. If Sale is healthy, which has been an if we've been saying basically his entire career here, mm-hmm. the entire team is different.
Totally. He held his left hand up, flexed it for us, and right. That's good. Good
and
to see.
I thought it was nice you put some bomb on there. That's very polite.
I did not.
But
did not.
It was a who was the guy? Chris Price? Who was the, remember that?
Oh, Chris Price and James Harrison.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was
a new low. Anyway, so I thought it was a, you know, if I'm a Sox fan, I enjoy that. If I'm looking for optimism, it is in the left arm of Chris Sale. If he is healthy, then everything else is a little bit better.
Right, and because then they follow with, okay, Pivetta, who's going to join us at 11, and Kluber, who they've just added.
What about the guy from Seattle that was injured last?
Paxton.
Is he going to be ready?
He's in the mix with Bayo and
your guy, Bayo.
Whitlock. Well, Cora mentioned Bayo.
He did. I mean, it's a
Baby Pedro, some have called him.
Hey, if you're looking for a something to inspire you, you had the fans booing the entire front office yesterday because they don't think you're very good. So.
Was it the entire I don't think Cora gets booed.
No, Cora's – well, that's why it's – I've always felt that maybe he does, but he should wield more power in the roster building of the organization. Mm-hmm.
That was one of your first questions, basically. How involved are you in roster building, in a manner of speaking?
Right.
And they both kind of laughed at that, because I think he is, and he's very passionate about it, obviously, and should be. Question is, how much actual power is he in these decisions?
You know? And the thing that made the 04 through 2011, when Francona left, successful was that you had accountability. You had Terry Francona, who after winning in 04 had clout. You had Theo Epstein, young up-and-comer. You had Larry Lucchino. You had these three entities that were, you know, get people who disagree in a room. It makes you sharper. It clearly points out weaknesses and thought that you may have not seen, blinded by your own theory to begin with. And if Cora and Haim are doing that, that's good. If they disagree openly to one another, not to the media, then that makes them better. And so if that's the case, I mean, Cora last year was floating through some people that he wanted to be a GM one day, which struck me as a guy that was trying to make it clear that he wanted to be more involved in the roster-building process. And if that's the case, then that's good.
Let's go to the phones. You can join us there, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Justin first up today. There you go. Thank you, Joe. Hi, Justin.
Hey, gentlemen. Great show, as always. I just want to say, I think it's rather ridiculous that the fans boo John Henry and the ownership group. They've not only been the most successful organization in baseball since they purchased the team, bringing us four World Series, they've spent money. They've spent money on David Price, Chris Sale, arguably the worst contract in baseball history. He's going to be injured. This team's going to stink. But if you really want vitriol, it should all go to Chaim Bloom, who signed Trevor Story, who was injured at the time and everybody knew it, overextending Xander Bogaerts, and now for this team, he signed a aging, mediocre closer who's more likely to have a 5 ERA than 3 ERA. So Heimblum deserves all the blame.
Thank you, Justin, for the call.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just like with the Patriots and when Brady left, it's Robert Kraft who decided to side with Bill. When you own the team, you get the final say. And John Henry, whether or not he's making day-to-day decisions, he is endorsing the work of Heimblum by keeping him in his position. Thereby, I believe that, of course, he deserves it. At the end of the day, John Henry makes the most money if they win, and he gets the most credit, and he should get blame if they don't. That's sort of how the world works.
Yeah. Well, so that doesn't mean that they might not use Blum as a fall guy if things go badly, though.
Right.
Like, well, the organization may even go that route.
Dave Dombrowski was a year removed from the greatest season the organization has ever had, and he was fired. Okay? So if that can happen, then of course Heimblum can lose his job. My concern is that they keep going halfway into these rebuilds, and then they change course. So you're really just nothing. So if you believe in Heimblum, and I believe that they do, then enable him to do what it is he thinks is best for the team, with obvious consultation throughout. But you can't do the, we're not going to spend on a 30-year-old pitcher and then give $217 million to David Price. Or we're not going to give $30 million to a pitcher and let John Lester go and then overpay for the mistake. There should be some sort of non-schizophrenic approach, which has basically been plaguing the team for the last 8 years. Would you disagree with that?
As you were saying that, our man Coop posted video on the WEI Sox booth Instagram of Cora flexing the left hand.
Oh.
So I'm captivated by that. I'm watching it back.
You mean Sale. Cora's left hand, oh, yeah. I think, has been fine.
Correct, yes. Sale.
Okay, good.
Good job. Very good job by Coop.
Nailed it. I mean,
that's the whole. That's you can go home now.
Yeah,
you got a picture of Sale flexing the left hand,
and you're obviously prone to support lefties. Well, so.
In a nutshell, what did you just say? Because I wasn't not listening.
I don't even remember. I'm just trying to vamp while you're like gazing at some Instagram posts.
Why don't you set the scene here? Ticket Town is right in front of us. You were here early this morning.
Yep, Ticket Town.
You got all the championship banners hanging from the rafters.
And if you go to Ticket Town, Ken Laird is buying the first 500 tickets today with
not,
his new job.
He is not.
So
false
enjoy
advertising.
That. No, it's a full place Mass Mutual Center. This place is gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
So behind us was where they had the Forum that they're now closing because they're going to remain everything as it was last night for the biggest night of Red Sox fans in history as they were booing the owner of the team in person. But there is places to go do fast pitch. You can steal home.
Mm-hmm.
Big scene. Ken said he can throw it 82 miles an hour, which I said BS on. Tim Wakefield's teaching how to throw the knuckleball next door. It's a whole to-do.
What's Bradford doing over there?
Bradford was waiting for you to ask him up here. He's literally behind the set.
We'll get him up here at some point. Sam Kennedy is going to join us here in the short term.
What is more likely? Chris Sale pitches 30 starts or the Jaguars win today?
Oh, jeez.
I pray to God the Jaguars win.
Sale, 30 starts. He looked good. I'm convinced.
That is the dumbest
answer. This happens to me every time I get sucked back. You ever go to spring training and you talk to these guys, and then you come out of there thinking 95 wins?
I used to walk around thinking David Hazelbaker would be the next big thing, but unfortunately. I remember we had so many kids growing up that were going to be the next thing. And when they traded Carl Pavano, I remember people losing their ever-loving mind. And Brian Rose for Pedro Martinez. They thought it was, you know, people
well,
here.
Brian Bayo, and you ripped me for the Bayo love last year. That was exciting.
But I don't remember, like, hearing a ton about John Lester. I remember hearing a ton about Buchholz. He pitched against Roger Clemens in a spring training game. Peter Gammons was all gaga over that. I remember that very well. Craig Hansen was one of those guys. Daniel Bard, who they ruined. But it's such a – if you hit on 30% of your top prospects – you're a great general manager. So 7 of the 10 of these guys that we've been talking about mm-hmm. will likely fail in living up to the potential.
Chris Sale said he's been in the minors the last 3 years. He's seen them.
That's not a good sign that he's been in the minors.
He's been scouting. Leave him alone.
I mean, I literally would have a rule where Chris Sale would be bubble boy. Like, he would never leave the house. Only like, lock him down COVID style.
30 starts. I like it. Because the Jags ain't winning today.
Oh, God. I hope
there's
to
no
God.
Chance.
Doug,
zero
Doug Peterson,
chance.
He upset the Patriots.
That's
in the
true.
Super Bowl.
Peterson does have. He's like 4-1 when, like, a
what,
heavy.
What
dog.
Will they say if the Chiefs don't make the Super Bowl this year?
Oh,
how can
oh.
you continue to talk about them like they're a dynasty when they've won Jack? I mean.
No, they'd get ripped. Said, oh, God, I hope the
if
Jags
the win. Eagles reach the Super Bowl, even if they don't win it, and the Chiefs don't, they're a bigger dynasty than the Chiefs have been.
Right. Dynasty on the line today.
Well, I thought it was on the line last year.
Who are you rooting for, Bengals and
Bills.
Bills, really?
Bills, yeah.
You dislike the Bengals?
No, nothing against the Bengals. I love Josh Allen. I love the story. I love their fans. It's been a hell of a year in Buffalo. I think they feel like the 0-4 sucks. Whew. They've had a lot of things thrown their way. They've lost so many close
games.
Team
of destiny.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why they're building a stadium for $2 billion that doesn't have a dome on it in the middle of New York. But nonetheless, I root for them. I hate the people that cover them, but I like their fans.
All right, a winner weekend, Kenny Curtis. Sam Kennedy joins us coming up. Here's
who are you rooting for, 49ers Giants? 49ers Cowboys.
49ers. I can't root for the Cowboys. Yeah. I rooted for Brady over the Cowboys
last week. I totally get the Cowboy
hate.
Blew
up in my face.
Why can't they show the losing owners? I don't want to see Jerry Jones humping his son's leg. Like, can we show the owner that's firing someone?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hard to speak of the national anthem here, Curtis. But I will do so. It's Ken and Curtis, winter weekend in Springfield. Good choice by Braverman. Braverman brings the tunes. He's got your trending. Coop Leonard here, hard at work. He is putting a short gift together of Chris Sale flexing that left hand. So okay. You don't have to wade through the whole 8-minute sit-down with Chris Sale. If you missed it last hour,
you have lost,
go back on the Odyssey app.
Your attention span, we have traded attention spans. Like, every segment now, you're like trying to find the worst angle of a picture with me with like a random person, and then you're sending it to 50,000 people.
We just got a great one of you talking to some young child who looks terrified. Okay. He looks absolutely frightened.
Yeah.
His father is obviously a fan.
No, he was looking at the lineup you put together at EEI.
Which includes you, by the way.
Yeah.
So
bad move.
Easy on that.
So we are here. It's locked and loaded. Baseball everywhere. I love it. We're talking Sox. We have Sam Kennedy coming by. So I just had a gentleman look me in the eye. His name's Bob. He said, I am a huge listener of the show. Been listening to you guys forever. You need to ask Sam Kennedy, if they finish in last place, will they lower ticket prices? I don't think I'm going to ask that. I don't think this is the setting to say, if you finish in last place again, what's going to happen? So maybe I'll ask that next year, should that be the case.
Well, the ticket price question was asked last night at the Fan Fest Dais Q&A, the infamous booing with John Henry on stage, and I think that's what got him sort of, that's a trigger word, phrase for fans. Their answer is, maybe, I don't know, Joe, if you have that clip, we can play it, you know, but their answer, of course, is it's expensive to pay for a team.
Right.
You know, obviously Fenway is what it is, doesn't seat 60,000. Ticket prices are high. They do spend every year, which, you know, to the last caller who called in, was defending John Henry. Justin said that very thing, you know, and you can't deny that. They do spend to the upper levels of the
league. I don't remember, I mean, I might be wrong, but when I was getting out of college in 04, 07, I don't think people were up in arms about the cost of going to Fenway because they were contending. I mean, even 08, they had won in 07, they won in 04, 08. I think, Doug, they lost in Game 7 of the LCS to the Rays. So it wasn't exactly like they weren't contending. What you had last year was a last-place finish with the highest ticket price in baseball. It is an awful combination. So if there is not market improvement, then obviously fans will say, you know, I get that we're not going to pay what they charge at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. We're in a bigger market. Everything's more expensive here. But we shouldn't be $30 more for a family of four to go to a game than it is for Yankee Stadium or Citi Field. That, well, I think, is reasonable.
But you would you not disagree? I mean, Fenway is top three park experience in America.
Oh, I love Fenway.
It's a historic.
Fenway's exponentially better than Wrigley Field. I don't think there's a close.
I don't know
Oh, my God. Wrigley sucks. Wrigley does not suck.
I was just
Remove the baseball stadium and just had Old Milwaukee, it'd be the same thing. You're not even. Nobody gives a damn about what's going on the field.
No,
they're in the bag.
It's great. So is Fenway.
There wasn't even. I was there in. Oh, when was it? It was my bachelor weekend, whenever the hell it was. We went out for Sox Cubs, and there isn't even replay screens. Like, there was the ones that they used
charming.
To have at Fenway
right.
that were like the ones on the airplane.
What's wrong with that? It's like a slice of time.
So when you go to a ball game and there's a close play, you don't want to see it if it was safe or out?
Everywhere you go in this world, there's screens everywhere that you look. You can't
right.
get away from it.
Especially at stadiums where you're betting on the team.
You have a phone to do that. It's charming.
It's not charming.
Just calm down. Your anxiety drives you.
So if you went to an old hotel that had no Wi-Fi, you'd find it charming?
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes.
That's called a boutique hotel.
You would not find it charming if you didn't have Wi-Fi. What are you talking
about? You're too wrapped up in your phone. Wrigley's great. But,
You've been in your phone since we arrived.
Well, there's great pictures of you. I just posted this one of this terrifying kid.
If you post that one again, I swear to God, I will quit on the spot.
I just posted it too late. So let's get Bradful in here if you're quitting.
Oh, good.
But the original point is Fenway is it costs more because it's a great place to go. People want to go there. It's supply and demand.
Right.
Aren't you the OG, you know,
capitalist?
Right-leaning capitalist?
I
yes.
am not, I'm right down the middle. You mm-hmm. and I both are Switzerland.
Libertarian?
Libertarian's what you say when you don't want to be saying you're conservative. No, I think it is odd, but this is the public that are the consumers. So if the consumer is booing the price,
well, it's the consumer obviously that's having a tough time getting in, right? Or maybe not. Maybe they go once a year and it's
but it's also like you can go to the bleachers for $9. Love a good bleacher, fun. But it's also
you love a good bleacher.
I used to love to go to the bleachers.
Yeah, used to when you were five. What's the last time you sat in the bleachers?
If I was
Dover man of the people was going to tell you when he was last in the bleachers.
I would go to the bleachers out of college. We would go, a buddy of mine, we'd get pie-eyed and sit in the bleachers. But it's not a bad – the bleachers at Fenway, especially like Section 36, mm-hmm. you probably don't even know the sections of the bleachers.
Oh, sure, no more.
What's the left field side? What are those sections there, Chief?
Eight.
Nope, wrong. 20, 26, 28. Anyway, so nonetheless, it's a good take, and it's great that they have the student night. They should continue that. But I think it was still this past year like $400 for a field box seat, which – I don't know. To bring a family to a field box seat, you want to spend $2,000 and they lose 7-2?
By the way, quick aside, the NFL, which you and I both believe is coming.
Correct.
Denies it. What will those tickets, was it going to be Super Bowl, like $2,000 a ticket for the Final Four there?
It's going to be, so if they're smart, they will do like, what's the one, George Alla, the biggest cocktail party every year. They
have can't call it that anymore. That's been banned.
Oh, sorry. The biggest.
Florida Georgia.
It's the O'Doul's Bowl. They, at the Florida Georgia line. Mm-hmm. So they have it, they split it. Or the one that's always at the Texas State Fair, the Red River Shootout, Oklahoma, Texas.
Yep.
Something like that, where you'll have 20% will be corporate. You'll have the suites. So, like, you know, that's what the big difference is. People are saying the stadiums are all the same. The current Bills Stadium, whatever it's called, used to be Ralph Wilson, probably has 30% of the suite/premium seating that is available at the SoFi, Mercedes-Benz-style stadiums. So they'll make all their money in that.
But Wiggy is right. It will totally render meaningless the regular season
and
home field advantage.
The Chiefs...
You'll get one game home field advantage.
Right. No. If you're the number one seed, you are the only one in your conference that gets a bye.
But that's going to change because you and I both well know it's going to be eight teams that make it in.
Okay.
They'll go to a four.
Okay, so you'll have one of two teams who has a bye.
I don't know about that. I think they're going to do just one plays eight, two plays seven.
No.
Four games on wild card weekend
in
each conference?
No.
You don't
no.
think so? Oh, that's coming.
They are not getting rid of the bye. They can't get rid of the bye. If they get rid of the bye, I agree with you.
So you think they can get rid of home field in the title game, but they won't get rid of the bye?
Right.
They can do anything.
It's far more valuable to have a bye than to have home field advantage.
Not for the NFL. It's far more valuable to have an extra game, a full extra game, two extra games on wild card weekend.
No, I'm not talking about value.
I know. You're talking about the teams.
What is more important, home field or a bye?
A bye.
Okay, so that's all. As long as they keep the, if they get rid of the bye, then I agree with you.
Okay.
Then you're right. If they say that there's no longer a bye, then the regular season, because if you look at the final week of the regular season, I just sounded like Wiggy if you look at it, but the how many games that weekend were actually big games? You had the Bills-Patriots. That was really big for the Bills because of the first return home after the DeMar Hamlin injury.
Yep.
But you really, in general,
Chargers, Steelers. There were a couple teams that it mattered.
Right. There was like three.
Yeah.
If there was the normal bye, there would have been seven or eight. So, and if there wasn't a bye, then nobody would have given a damn. You had because you had the Bucs who won the division who didn't need to win the game. They played their backups for three quarters. Yeah. I was flying home that day. There was no good games that were on.
So, well, I hope you're right. I hope they keep a bye, but I also hope they keep the title games at home sites, and that is going away.
And I'm a moron because I didn't know the football in the 70s when it was 14 games. Did they have byes for the playoffs then? Or has this always been the case, or did they not always have a bye?
I don't think they did. I think they went right to, like, the divisional round. It was before wild card.
So then you might be right. I hadn't even seen that speculated that they would get rid of the bye. If they get rid of the bye week, then that is dumb, dumb, dumb.
But they're just indestructible. The NFL is indestructible.
Well, the thing that I saw, I said this to Greg this week, so I'm watching the game last weekend, the wild card Dolphins-Bills game, and this is how short our attention span is. One of the Bills linebackers, I don't remember, it wasn't Milano, it was another guy, and there was a Dolphin, like, I think Waddle, who was trying to get a catch. Skylar Thompson threw this doctor medicine ball that was leading him right into him, and the linebacker just freaking demolished him. And for a second, he was kind of down. And in Buffalo, a team that just had a player who was dead for a second on the field, they're going nuts. They're celebrating. It was like I was thinking in the moment of DeMar Hamlin, thinking that this is going to change the direction of the NFL, and I am just a buffoon. No matter what happens.
Gone. It's gone in like a week.
Yeah,
every storyline is just dissipates in like a week.
Totally.
All right, 617-779-7937. Ken and Curtis. Sam Kennedy, the president and CEO, expected to join us here shortly for your Red Sox at Winter Weekend out here in Springfield. Curtis made some rounds. Did you walk last night to the casino? Or
yeah, I walked to the casino from where you put me. I think I was staying in Holyoke.
Yeah.
it was really nice time. It wasn't too crowded. I thought I would have a tough time getting to a blackjack table.
How were the tables? They weren't that packed at 5 o'clock?
I mean, 5 o'clock was really the, I'm sure it was a little more. Did you go? No, you didn't go at all?
I didn't even go at all.
Yeah.
Got here too late.
I bankrupted.
Plus, you went to bed.
Yeah, I went to bed at 8. It was freaking awesome. I got 8 hours of sleep. I haven't had that in 6 months.
Well, time to talk to a president. So, you be on your best behavior.
Hey, Sam, how are you?
How is the Sam Kennedy-Chris Curtis relationship right now? I mean, Sam's on often through the season in the front office report, and, you know, you always bomb in from behind the glass. And Sam, I don't know how Sam takes that, but with a plum.
Look at this setting the scene inaccurately from Ken Laird, the brand manager of WEEI.
Hey, congratulations on the big promotion. Huh?
Thank you very much.
It's great. No, great guys, thanks for being here. It's just great to have people together celebrating baseball, showing us the passion. Last night was awesome. It's what you expect when you have a last-place finish. The worst thing you could have is apathy, right? And haven't been around a long time. You see the reaction to your on-field performance, and it's usually a bit of a delayed take because we don't get together in November, December. So they let us know that the nation is restless, and there's one way to sort of change the tide, and it's pretty simple. We got to win baseball games.
Yeah, and Sam, you know, obviously growing up not far from Fenway Park, you know the fan base well. I started the show today saying it was a great day for Red Sox fans and the team because, as you alluded to, indifference is the enemy.
That's it.
And for fans to come here, I was saying to Ken, I got in last night and walking around Springfield, it was everywhere. Sox fans have taken over the town. And I'm getting ready for bed, and I see the conversations last night. And that's great to have fans. And it's a unique opportunity that I don't think the other three teams do, which is the whole decision-making group was on a stage in front of the people paying to go to the games. And I know your reaction probably was, you know, we don't want this to continue. We want to improve this. But in general, that has to be something that you welcome.
Yeah, we do. We have to welcome it, and we have to be accountable when things don't go well because we're up there getting crazy applause and, you know, everyone's patting you on the back when you win and you do well. When you don't do well, you need to own it, and you need to acknowledge that there is one way to turn the tide, and that's to make the right decisions that are going to lead you back to playing baseball in October and hopefully get on track for another World Series championship. But you're right. And listen, so many fans, you know, they come up to me afterwards. Oh, I'm sorry. There were some people booing. I'm like, hey, there's one way to change it, and we know what to do. And probably the only person that was, you know, really upset that we were getting booed was my mom. You know, I mean, look, at the end of the day, these are my fans, our fans, our families. They understand because we're New Englanders. We know, right? This is what it's all about. When you don't deliver on what your promises are, you're going to hear about it. And so it's up to us to deliver. We need to stand up, take the criticism when it comes, and we'll take the glory if and when it comes. Hopefully it comes sooner rather than later. But it was a great night, and I'm really appreciative not only of the people coming, the fans, but our players. I mean, they came in from all over the world, literally, to be here. It was important to them to show up and to sort of kick off the 2023 season in a social, fun way. They had It went late last night. The guys were having a great time. Most of them were losing money. But it was a great way to start what hopefully will be a fun 2023 season.
Sam, do the fans have an impact on how you guys act? Do you react directly to what they're telling you? For instance, there's kind of been a narrative that John Henry was at the Winter Classic, and there were a lot of fans that were vocal there, and then very shortly thereafter, Rafael Devers was extended. Was there a cause and effect there? And, you know, things like last night, do you then put that in the memory bank and, well, we're going to do X, Y, and Z because of it?
Yeah, great question. I mean, it's impossible not to sort of understand the fan reaction and be in touch with them. And again, especially those of us who grew up around here as fans and then went into sports because we are fans. I can tell you, you know, you try to not be driven by sort of near-term, immediate decisions that will please a certain individual or a person. You have to make the right decisions for the short-term and the long-term. Specifically to your question about Rafi Devers, I think the first proposal that we exchanged with his agents at post-season, or many proposals exchanged going back many years, was October 25th. And a $331 million deal over 11 years does not come together after a puck drop at a Winter Classic and, you know, get done, you know, overnight. So it was there was a lot of back and forth. We had, I think there were 12 or 13 proposals exchanged, and really glad that it got done. So the timing was definitely coincidental because it was a long time coming. But we had actually set New Year's as sort of a deadline just because there was no deadline. When you have a player under control, who's going into that last year, it's actually harder from a negotiation perspective because there's not really a time where a deal has to be done by. We talked about spring training, and then we said, you know what, let's try and get this done or not done faster and earlier because there's so many other pieces with the offseason that we have to get done. So we were glad to be able to get Rafi extended, and he's, you know, glad he's here, and we're going to be building around him for a long, long time.
And fair to say, there were some reports that, well, I think one said galaxies apart. Fair to say there were some inaccurate reports around that time.
Well, you know, it's hard because, what's your definition of a galaxy apart? You know, I don't
My negotiations with Ken, we've got galaxies apart.
And it'll stay that way.
I understand that. Look, there's these deals, and again, when a player is not a free agent, right, and there's not a blind auction system, and you just empirically know, look, this is what I could get from the San Diego Padres or the Seattle Mariners or the Boston Red Sox, when you're not allowed to engage with other teams, it is really hard to come up with that sort of right value. You're comping to other players, and you can have disagreements over that. It's really hard, but I'm just really glad we were able to match up ultimately and get it done.
Yeah, on that topic, obviously, if you asked, I think, 100 Red Sox fans a year ago today, you can have one for the next 11 years. I think more than 50% would say I would take Devers because of his age, nothing against Xander Bogaerts, for the next 11 years.
Yeah.
And so I just never understood the approach with Xander, which was so over the top about his imminent need to remain a Red Sox, which A, creates less leverage for you guys, and B, was something that it didn't seem to jive with the story signing and other things. So I think part of the booing from my perspective last night was related to the messaging that the fans have been getting. And A, how can you fix that? And B, how can you do more to ensure guys like Xander or Mookie or Lester remain where they have performed and won championships?
Yeah, it's a great question and a great point. I think maybe we were guilty of just being too open and honest about our love for Xander Bogaerts. This is a guy who, you know, and you guys probably know him pretty well, but He is just such a special person and had been with the organization since he was 17 years old. And we really did want to try and keep him a part of the organization for the rest of his career up until the San Diego winter meetings. We all know what he ended up getting. And right. we just weren't galaxies apart might be appropriate for where those conversations went. And so maybe if you look back and say, what mistakes did we make? Maybe we were just too over the top about our desire to extend him, but those feelings were truthful. We really did want to extend him, and in the end we didn't, so that's on us. So I guess if there's a lesson learned, maybe that's a lesson. And you mentioned a few other sort of Red Sox homegrown players that we weren't or haven't been able to sign longer term. I've been thinking a lot about that. Look, that's why this fan base is the best fan base in the world, because we love our players so much. In 21 years here, there's some guys we weren't able to match up on. Jacoby Ellsbury, Johnny Damon, Pedro. I mean, think about that.
Now, I remember.
Pedro is one of the most important pieces of our organization now. He was just spent 3 days with us in our organizational meeting. So beloved players. You mentioned John Lester, who we haven't been able to match up with. And then you've got guys like David Ortiz and Dustin Pedroia and Jason Veritek, Tim Wakefield, guys that we were able to match up with, and now Rafi Devers. So that is the hardest part of running a professional sports team, is when you have beloved players that are beloved by the fans, they're beloved internally, when you're not able to make a deal and they move on. That for me, that's the hardest part. And I tell people all the time, I would be a terrible general manager or chief baseball officer, because I love the town and the players, and I am as guilty as anyone, maybe more so, of falling in love with players, especially players who have been a part of winning a World Series championship. I mean, for me, it was really hard to see Kyle Schwarber go, for example. Right. I knew he was a guy that wanted to be here.
Fit in so well.
And he fit in so well, and we didn't match up with him on a long-term extension. We tried. He obviously went to Philly. We all saw what happened. That's just a little example of you see guys who you know want to be here above all else, and that happened to be the case with Rafi Devers. And you don't want to lose that. When you have guys that want to be here and you're not able to get it done, that hurts.
And I think that what you alluded to several in there that I remember, as you must remember, the days following Pedro's departure.
Yeah.
I mean, you listen to EI those days, it was like the world, the sky's falling.
Yep.
And everybody moved on because the team won.
Yep.
And so the path of this organization with Chaim Bloom and yourself and John and Tom, is it back on track? Is it back where this is the 3-5-2-year plan, and we're not going to be schizophrenic as we've been, whether it was from Theo to Sherrington to Dombrowski to Chaim? Is this sort of where you see the team going the next 3 to 5 years? Is that organized and well-placed?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I think baseball can make you appear schizophrenic because it's so hard to predict, and it's so hard. Last year, I mean, I think, for the numbers geeks, FanGraphs had us at 88 wins. They had the top four teams in the American League East winning 88 games. And obviously, that was dead wrong. We won 78 coming off of 2021 when we were two games going to the World Series. So that can look schizophrenic. But the truth is we brought back most of the same team. We added Trevor Story to that team, and everything fell apart in July and August. So, but the plan, to specifically address your question related to the organization being on track and what is the plan, is very clear. It is to ferociously protect the best prospects in our system, have that next great Red Sox core group come along, spend at the major league level, and have free agents come in that are with the guys that are there now to hopefully win now. That's a very hard thing to do, to build for the future and to win now. That's the plan. Worked great in 2021, didn't work so well in 2022. We heard about it last night. So, yes, we hope we are back on track for 2023, where we have a lot of new faces complementing some existing guys that have been here for a long time, and hopefully this group will get us back where we belong, and that's playing baseball in October.
Red Sox President Sam Kennedy, our guest here on the Kennedy Carter Show, just another couple minutes. One of the other restless moments last night was in response to ticket prices. What's your answer to those fans who get upset at the high cost of Fenway Park.
Yeah, it's look, I said it last night. The accessibility and availability of accessing Fenway Park changed my life. I got to go to games for $2 when I was a kid. My dad was a member of the clergy and literally had a clergy pass, and I was able to go for $2, literally, 1970s, 1980s. Changed the trajectory of my life and my career. So we've tried to bring back programs for every single game at Fenway where you can come. If you're a student, for $9, we have $10 tickets, $20 tickets. Yes, we do have – I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We have high, high ticket prices on the premium stuff, but it's incumbent upon us to keep the low end low so anybody can access Fenway. You can get into Fenway Park for less than a cost of a movie ticket. We also do have high-end ticket prices. We study the data very, very carefully. Fan Index, the team marketing report, has us last year $61 a ticket for average ticket. Not to throw shade at our colleagues around the Boston sports scene, but if you compare that number to the Bruins, the Celtics, and Patriots, they're all over $100. So professional sports is expensive. That's why we have to put a good product on the field. You have to have a good experience when you go to Fenway Park. But we recognize it's expensive, and we appreciate the sacrifice that our fans make to invest in the team. Now, we have to reciprocate that by investing and putting a team that is worthy of their support each and every year on the field.
And last one for me, just sort of a general baseball economics. It seems like things have become less predictable, whether it's the Cohen ownership with the Mets, the Padres coming out of nowhere spending money. It used to be when you started, it was Steinbrenner, you know, the evil empire, as your old friend Larry would say.
Yeah.
And now it feels like you have what Boris used to create as these mystery teams that actually exist.
Yeah.
How has that changed, and has it forced you guys to recalibrate how you view players reaching free agency?
It's a great point, Chris. You know, the industry has changed, and post-COVID, post-pandemic, it's changed. I think it's attributable to owners that are – some new owners that are in that are very committed to winning. You see a huge uptick. You mentioned some of the teams, you know, that have been in on players that may not have been in the past, the Minnesota Twins, the San Diego Padres, obviously the Yankees and the Mets and Red Sox are in on free agency. Texas, you know, stepped up. That's a good thing. That means that the revenues are there to reinvest into players. The industry bounced back from COVID, over $11 billion in revenue last year. Of course, about half of that goes to the players, and that's a good thing. We have to keep growing this game, growing the pie, so we can keep the money flowing back to the players, to our facilities, and I think that's what you're seeing. Owners that want to win, they want to win now, and that's a good thing. It does make it harder. The American League East is going to be a really, really tough division. We know that, and that's why we've got to get off to a good start. I mean, it sounds a little crazy, but March 30th is going to be here soon. We have to have a good April and get going, because we know that to get back to the postseason, we're going to have to win 88 to 95 games. You got to be in that range in the American League East. It'll be a challenge, but I'm excited to get going.
Thanks for your time, as always. We'll see
you
in Fort Myers, and of course, enjoy the rest of the weekend here in Springfield.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you,
Sam Kennedy, President and CEO of the Boston Red Sox. Ken and Curtis Show at Winter Weekend. We'll be right back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
At Winter Weekend in Springfield, Massachusetts, it's the Ken and Curtis Show. And my man, Chris Curtis, fine job this morning talking baseball. You're a baseball guy, Curtis. I love it.
My first love.
Sam Kennedy, his chat will be available on the Odyssey app. If you missed it, you can scroll back, as is our dual interview with Cora and Sale in the 9 o'clock hour.
I loved that Sam interview.
You guys are best buds now. God, it used to be icy between you two.
I mean, if I'm going to say it on the air, I'll say it to him. I think their messaging sucked with Xander Bogaerts. It didn't make sense when fans likely – we said this however many times we talked about it.
You got him to admit fault over that.
Yeah. The simpler thing is that if you feel a certain way but are unable to fulfill whatever it is you're hoping inside of you to achieve, then – comes back to hurt you. If the messaging was this, if the messaging the day after Trevor Story signed was, it just doesn't seem like Scott Boras, blame him, it's always easy, is going to create a situation whereby we can achieve a long-term agreement with Xander Bogaerts, thereby we signed insurance in Trevor Story, a guy that can play both positions. And then, at, as I said, if we asked everybody here, who would you rather have for 11 years? Xander?
Or this guy walking past us right now?
Right. They would have all said Devers. I mean, it's he's a guy that's not only younger. Xander didn't have a very good season.
Boy, Devers looks jacked, by the way.
Yeah.
Wow, he looks in great shape.
No, well, don't start the
best
rumors.
Shape of his life.
Yeah, I mean, I get you two confused all the time. but, yeah, if you promise someone that you're going to go somewhere and you're saying we're going to go to Grill 23 and you show up at the Sizzler, it kind of sucks, even though if you just said all along, we'll grab dinner, it's a different story.
Can you understand, though, internally for them, not to take them off the hook because you're right about this, and especially based on it was even at the deadline they could have if they should have moved them in hindsight, but
right.
They were in the mix. He's their leader. They're trying to be like on his side. They tried to walk the line of supporting him while pretty much they had in the back of their mind they must have known he was.
You
gone.
Can't be all things to all people.
I know they tried.
Just like Ken, the station makes moves. Some people are connected to the old shows. They like it. They'll either stick around or they'll leave. You can't tell people to like something.
Mm-hmm.
They either will or they won't.
Yep.
And as long as you're trying to curry and manipulate public opinion, it's not going to be successful. Look, mm-hmm. I mean, the Bruins management team, detestable. The people that own the Bruins have been in Delaware or Buffalo, owning Delaware North. They haven't been local. They've had the highest prices. They screwed the fans over with the tight seats that they redid in the Garden. You name it. But guess what? It's sold out every night because the Bruins are awesome. If you succeed, it doesn't matter who owns the team.
Yeah. All right, coming up, Nick Pivetta at 11, David Ortiz in the noon hour, and Rob Bradford will join us, and also Chaim Bloom will join Arcan in the 1 o'clock hour today. He's also got Tanner Houck coming on, new relief pitcher Chris Martin, so a cavalcade of Red Sox players today here on...
Is this the first Tanner ever to be interviewed on WEEI?
No, Chuck Tanner was interviewed by Dale back in the 70s.
Oh, Dale's here. Look at him. He's trying to steal home.
It's the football postseason as well, Curtis. Win or go home, and we've got all the news, all the takes, all the games, and our coverage of the NFL playoffs, including all four play-by-play games this weekend, is brought to you by Wise Snacks. Go to wisegameday.com for your chance to win one of 100 authentic pro football jerseys. We will talk to Red Sox starter Nick Pivetta when we return.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.